Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
What happens when you are cast in the workshop of a Broadway show, but then don't move on to Broadway? Or have you ever put your foot in your mouth when meeting someone new? Well, Orange is the New Black's Annie Golden is burying it all with Call Me Adam about these scenarios, other lessons learned, and so much more. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Annie Golden.
Hi, Adam.
I'm so excited for this next section. We're going to talk about all the lessons you've learned throughout your career and life. Mm-hmm. So what's one mistake you made early on in your career that became a life lesson you take with you to this day?
Well, it wasn't a mistake. It was a faux pas. It was a social faux pas. But I was surrounded by such loving, wonderful people that they didn't judge me. But it was hang up the phone video from 16 Candles. Wayne Cilento was the choreographer, and there was one of the dancers that was hired. Her name was Nicole Fossey. And what I knew from Broadway, I went up to her on a break one day and I said to her, "You're a dancer and your name is Fossey. How's that working for you?" I said, "That must be so hard, you know?" And she was like, "Yeah, it's okay, you know." And I said, "Have you ever thought of changing your name, get a stage name, and maybe you call yourself Nicole Verdon?" And I was trying to say that, you know, I'm not just the rock chick. I know theater people too, to drop names. And then Wayne went over to Nicole and said, "She really doesn't know. She doesn't know." And Nicole went, "She doesn't know that my dad, she doesn't know." So Wayne came over to me and said, "You know, Annie, Nicole is Bob and Gwen's daughter." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And I didn't, she said, I could tell it was not malicious. I could tell. And then I realized who are my backup dancers? Theater royalty. You know, in a video for, you know, VH1 for an MTV video, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, that was kind of, so I always say, you know, to people, don't be naming names when you're on a break, talking about people. You don't know who's somebody's goddaughter or somebody's niece or nephew or, you know, so keep it close to the vest and don't be, in a way, it was a loving thing that happened. And the same thing happened when I auditioned years later for Fridge PC for a movie called It Runs in the Family, starring Michael Douglas, and his first film with his father, who was one of my idols, Kirk Douglas. Wow. and Michael's son is in the audition room. And I didn't know. And they introduced me as, you know, this kid is in the movie too. And I went up to him and I said, "Listen, don't be nervous, but it's cinematic royalty, this family. No pressure, but don't be nervous." And then when I got on set, they were like, you know, it's Michael's son, right? You know, it's Kirk's grandson is playing. I was like, oh Lord. So did I learn? I did learn. But it was still my nature to just be so still even that far along, because I was in the Full Monty at the time. And on my day off, I did the movie with Michael Douglas and Bernadette Peters, and Audra McDonald was in that movie too. So it's just, it's guileless and it's good natured, but it's still a mistake. And it could have gone terribly wrong if these people were not loving. They could have cold shouldered me. They could have iced me that I don't know who I'm talking to and being familiar with, you know?
Yes.
So those are kind of like cool stories of my mistakes.
Yes, they are. Yes. I love both of those.
Of those lessons learned.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever been fired from a show?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying.
I've not been fired. Didn't get that far. But it was a new experience for me to have been in the workshop of a musical. Mm-hmm. And then run into all my friends, like Dale Souls, run into them socially, Bill Humans, see them socially, and they're all saying, you know, see you Monday when we start rehearsal. And I did not get the call. I was wow. not included when they moved on. And that was Hands on a Hard Body.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that had never happened to me before. So I did like a reality check of, you know, blessings abound. You're a lucky lady if you don't know this feeling. But, you know, I didn't mention it to anyone. And then after Monday's rehearsal, I got a call from Bill Humans saying, you know, you weren't there today. I don't understand. I was like, I don't understand either, you know, but whatever. Mm. But... you know, Trey from Fish wrote that score. So I'm the rock and roll connection. So recently, the first musical act that Jimmy Fallon had back on the Today Show was Trey. Trey played something from his new album with The Roots. And I emailed him and I told him how much I love the song and best of luck with the album. And he was over the moon to hear from me. And he said, you're so generous because, you know, you didn't move forward with us. And, you know, for you to reach out and just be loving, you know, it was just, I was so happy that I had his email in my phone. I was like, oh, I do have it. Oh, I'm going to tell him I thought it was so cool and how great. And he answered me back. So. Yeah, Hands on a Hard Body. I was in the 29-hour reading, and then I did not move forward with it. So wow. that's the only time that I had to experience that. So.
And what did that moment teach you? Not moving on.
Yeah. No. It. You know. Nothing's a lock. Mm-hmm. Not everybody loves Annie Gold. Not everybody gets Annie Gold then. So then be more appreciative for the people who do call you in a heartbeat, who do use you, who do get you. Like, you know, George C. Wolfe and Jack O'Brien and Tina Landau and Lee Silverman. And, you know, your champions.
Yeah.
You know, be more grateful for them. Like when we come out of this pandemic, we're going to appreciate running into people in the theater district. We're going to appreciate being able to handshake and hug and air kiss. We're going to appreciate that more. So, yeah. So I appreciated I spun it, you know, I said, oh, well, the people who do use me and do get me, you know, I need to thank them. Because I guess I just was going along in my la la land of being chosen and being used. And I couldn't, when you gave me that, when you asked me that question, I was kind of like, fired? No, but cut, didn't make the final cut. So that was an experience that, you know, I thought I could just share with you with a similar kind of feel to it.
Yes, I love that. And I mean, there are a lot of actors who do the workshop and then they don't get to go on to be in the actual production. So I think this is something very helpful for them as well.
Yes, absolutely. But the maddening thing is that then if you go to see your friends in the show, or if you go, you know, to see the show, and they use stuff that you did, that's crazy. And that's, you know, yes. And people come to me and they go, Annie, blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah, okay. All right. Look, it's not the actor. The actor wasn't there when you were doing, it's the creatives, you know, mm-hmm. they liked it. So they took it, but they didn't take you. Yes. So that's what you have to come to grips with. Not, you know, not the actor, you know, we're all sitting in the chairs outside the door. We know who we see coming and going. We hear right. who got it when we didn't get it. So, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a challenge.
Before we go further with these great stories, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking lessons learned. And then I'll wrap things up with my famous question. Stay tuned. We have much more with Annie Golden.
Hey, everyone. This is Annie Golden. And you're listening to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam.
And now we're back.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. What's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself from everything you've done?
About myself. Well, I will wear you out with my enthusiasm. That's probably what I would say is, you know, I will wear you out with my enthusiasm and everybody, you know, because I mean, it's, you know, it's enough to be upbeat and everything, but you also have people who are just like, okay, enough already with the cheerleader. All right. You
yes.
know, or someone will say, you know, oh, you two went, you saw it. What did you think? And, you know, I'll be like, listen, I, you know, they go, oh, please, she's a cheerleader. Don't take her word for it. Let me tell you how really, what a mess it was, or how, you know. So I've learned that, you know, I'm the go-to gal for a positive spin, you know, mm-hmm. when all is lost. It's challenging. And I think that's what I've learned about myself is that I will wear you out with my enthusiasm, and I can probably put a positive spin on anything you want to throw at me.
You know? I love that, because I do that yeah. too. I put a positive spin on everything, and people in my early days of building up my website, you know, and I would write reviews back then, and people would be like, oh, Adam loves everything. But the truth of the matter is I only wrote about what I loved. If I didn't like something, I didn't write about it. So you only saw what I loved.
Yes, and your mother raised you right. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all.
Yes, because the one time I actually did write something not good, I got a lot of flack for it. And so then I just continued to move forward with what worked. So
they were like, Adam, this is so unlike you.
Exactly.
So now you know something about yourself, that you are a bright light, that people look to
yes.
you, you know.
Yes.
Because you love theater, you're not going to bother to write bad stuff.
Exactly.
Find something good. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And yeah. that's why we get along so well, because we're both such bright lights.
I guess so. Also, I always say yes to you because you ask such good questions.
Oh, thank you. That means so much.
Yeah. But you do. You always ask such good questions because sometimes, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Like I told you, I can put a spin on anything. If someone's asking, you know, bland, dull question or catty, you know, gossipy questions, I can turn it around to something worthwhile, something I want to say, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's something you've learned from a friend?
Oh, this was kind of interesting. I was like, well, I've learned so much from so many, I've worked with so many wonderful people, but I do remember when I was working with the wonderful Mike Ockrent, the director at the Manhattan Theater Club. And I was in a show called La Terrasse, and Bruce Norris was in it with me. And then Josh Radner took over for him. And Margaret Hall was in it, and she was a wonderful, well, I was, you know, she was, She was a veteran actress. She was a gorgeous older woman, red hair. She would understudy Maggie Smith when Maggie Smith would come across the pond and do like Love Is in Lachise, or she would do like a Broadway run. Margaret was always cast to cover her. Uh-huh. And I heard that in my conversations with Margaret. Anyway, Margaret was opposite Tom Aldridge in La Terrasse at the Manhattan Theater Club. And one afternoon, early in a preview, something went terribly awry, and someone came off and they said, "Oh, I got so lost. Oh my God, I was so lost. And I didn't know how to get back on and, you know, back on track. And I don't even know where I went wrong." And Margaret was so wonderful backstage. She went, "They don't know how it's supposed to go. It's not like this is, you know, Shakespeare. They don't know this play. They don't know this play. So they don't know how it's supposed to go. So you committed to it. You were passionate. You got back on." And the thing was, the guy was out there by himself, so he couldn't have, you know, anybody throw him a cue or, "Don't you mean right. to tell me, you know," or, you know, she said, "It's not Shakespeare. It's not one of the classics. It's not a play that people know. It's a new play. So what do you think? You went out there and you lost your talent? It's a talent to find your way through and stay in character and get back on track." And I just sat there and I watched this wonderful advice. And also yes. this diplomatic comfort of saying, "You're a pro because you were off and nobody knew it. And you got back on. And we all got back on because you gave us our clues. You gave us our cues eventually, you know." So yeah. we were all in the wings. We were feeling for you. And then we went, "Here he is, here he is. He's good. Good. I'm going. I'm on. You know, how am I doing?" You know, so I thought Margaret Hall, when she said that, I thought only experience would teach you something like that.
Yes, yes.
Even just how to comfort a young actor, mm-hmm. you know, who was like, you know, and she
so
just,
flustered.
Yeah, in such a wonderful way, how she, yeah. she said, you think it's not gifted to know how to cover and get back on track? Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're going to be in the note session and we're going to, you know, But also maybe you'll figure out what made you, maybe a line was similar and you jumped and then you were like, "Oh, I jumped," you know, or whatever. Yeah. It was early previews, you know, when you're learning the play. We always go on before we're ready. People don't know yes. that. We always go on before we feel we're ready. Mm. So, yeah. So that was Margaret Hall with La Terrasse at the Manhattan Theater Club.
I love that. Well, we're at the end of the interview, so I always end playing off the title of my podcast, Bearing It All. Now, you've told a lot today, but if you could bear even more and reveal something about yourself that you haven't talked about previously, what would you share with me today?
I think it would be whether people know it or not, and I think they can tell the first half of my answer, but maybe not the second half. I still get excited when I have to sing for people, but I also still get nervous when I have to sing. You can go and show up and do a personal appearance, or you can do a film audition with text or a theater audition with text. But when you add a song to the mix, I'm always just terrified. When I have to sing, I still get nervous. When I have to sing for people, I still get nervous.
Wow. So well, you would never know that.
That's a secret.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Well, you don't look at the biggest, the best acting job I do is acting like it's easy for me. It's not yes. easy. Yeah, it's not easy. I get really anxious about it.
Wow. Yeah. So interesting. So interesting. Yeah. Because you would never know it. Seeing you on stage, you'd never know.
Yeah. Well, that's being a professional then, or being a veteran, where it's like, you know,
yes.
yeah, you're shaking in your boots, but nobody should know it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's because we always go on before we're ready. So it's that
right.
Too.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the whole interview. So thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And where can people find you on social media?
Oh, I have a Facebook fan page. Just go to Facebook, click on people, type in Annie Golden fan page, and everything I'm doing and everything that's new and coming up is there. And I haven't posted anything on my Instagram page because we did a moratorium after George Floyd was murdered.
Oh.
So yeah, so I haven't. If you go to my Instagram at the Annie Golden, it's going to be like, well, this is old stuff. We know this stuff. So yeah, so those two things. I had to get on board with all of that.
Yes, yes, terrific. Well, we can't wait to see what you do next.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Find more episodes of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam everywhere you stream podcasts. For my print and video interviews, visit callmeadam.com. Follow me on social media at callmeadamnyc on Facebook and Instagram.